Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Bob Camardella. You know, in 1972, an American Southern rock band rose to worldwide recognition before several members, including lead vocalist and primary songwriter Ronnie Van Zant, died in an airplane crash in 1977. The band reformed in 1987 for a reunion tour with Ronnie's younger brother, Johnny Van Zant, as the frontman, and it continues to record music today. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on March 13, 2006. From the WPNM Showcase of Hits, for all you old-timers out there, here then is Lynyrd Skynyrd, the lead vocalist and primary songwriter, Sweet Home, Alabama.
Thank you. a crime, Mr. Collins.
It surely is. After all, even though my husband is a famous private detective, I get tired of men throwing bullets at his head and women throwing themselves. Yes, it's Gail Collins here, and I'll be back in just a moment to set the stage for our puzzling crime.
It's a crime, Mr. Collins. I gathered from what you said a moment ago, Gail, your husband's life is a mixture of high-velocity guns and high-velocity women.
Well, it really isn't quite as bad as that, Jack.
Well, in that case, you must have had a particular case in mind, or a particular girl.
Yes, I did. I was thinking of Elaine Cheney. As Greg said, she reminded you of an expensive red high-powered car, standing at the curb with its motor idling. We saw her for the first time when we answered a telegram asking us to fly to an island in the Florida Keys. There was no reason, just a request to come. So, because we're in business, we went. When we arrived, we hired a car and drove to the place we'd been told to find, about 3 miles along the coast from the main town. And when we saw it, Greg just had to stop the car there and then.
Say, will you get a look at that pile?
You mean, that's where we're going? To that place up there on the cliff, Greg?
Unless there's another castle along this road, honey. If there is, the locals don't know about it. They directed us here.
Greg, it looks...
Yeah, that's exactly how it looks. Like something out of Wuthering Heights. I don't want to build a joint like that. Except Cecil B. DeMille, I mean. And look how close to the cliff it is. You have to fall 300 feet before you get to your front garden. Now, well, now's not the reason why. Now, but to make dough.
And live to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right. Funny, well, that joint makes you feel that's going to be a battle.
A quarter of an hour later, we drove through the heavy iron gates of the house, along a gravel driveway, and stopped in front of the door of this fantastic, bleak, but somehow magnificent pile of stone someone called home. And as our car stopped, a man walked down the granite steps toward us.
Mr. Collins? Are you Mr. Collins?
If I'm not, my wife's traveling with the wrong man. Yeah, I'm Collins.
I'm glad you're here at last. I can't tell you how glad.
This is Mrs. Collins. Your name is...
Prescott. I sent a telegram asking you to come here. How do you do, Mrs. Collins?
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Prescott.
She means we came down here more or less in the dark, so we're both anxious to know what the deal is, Prescott.
I haven't time to tell you now. They're all waiting for us in the drawing room.
Well, that's well, but don't you think you should wise us up before
I tell you there isn't time. We can do all that later. If I don't get in there and talk to them, the roof's going to blow off this place. They've been here locked up together for 3 days. And there's murder in the air. That's the library. Just ahead of us.
Prescott, I gather you're pretty worried, but can't you give us a clue why we're here? Who are you? Who owns this place? Who are they, as they say in the mystery service?
And what's all this talk about murder, as they say at an inquest?
I am late, Mr. Cheney's attorney. You'll have to forgive me. The strain. You've no idea what it's been like. You're going to meet them now. I ask you to say nothing, nothing at all, until I tell them why you're here.
Okay, this is all right.
Thank you. Now we're going.
And you think we believe you stayed here because you loved Uncle Janus? You hated him. You stayed because...
Roger, please. That's not necessary.
He's Mr. Prescott. Don't stop him, Mr. Prescott. I find him most charming when he's in this mood. He amuses me.
Sometimes I could kill you for things you say, Elaine.
If you can stop squabbling for one moment, I have some visitors I want to introduce.
Visitors? How nice.
Who are these people, Prescott?
These are two people who will be present at the reading of your uncle's will, Roger.
Now, what right have they?
Allow me to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Collins. This is Mrs. Cheney, Mrs. Elaine Cheney. She's the wife of the late Janus Cheney.
Why, Mr. Collins, this is a pleasure. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Hello, Mrs. Cheney. How mutual can the feeling get?
there she was, the high-powered sports model. When she saw Greg, she raped her motor a little. And Greg, the great dope, sat up and took notice. I stood on one foot to stop from kicking in the shins, and Prescott went on with his introduction.
This is Mr. Roger Cheney. Mr. Cheney is the late Janus Cheney's nephew.
How do you do, Mr. Cheney?
Let's take the hellos for granted. What are you here for, Collins?
I never take anything for granted, Mr. Cheney. It's the story of how I came to get married.
He's here because I asked him. I wanted him to be present when your uncle's will is read, which will be now.
I'm not sure I like this. I've never heard of this guy before. Did Uncle Janus say anything about him being present?
If anyone has a right to object, I have, Roger, and I don't. You're going to read the will now, Mr. Prescott?
Now, let's sit down quietly. Mr. and Mrs. Collins, if you'll sit on the sofa.
Thanks. I've got a feeling I'm going to enjoy that.
I have the will here in my pocket. I might tell you all that I shall be more than happy to get this duty off my hands.
I think I know how much of a strain it's been, Mr. Prescott. But you must remember it's been a strain for us, too. Ever since you asked Roger and Nancy to come here 3 days ago, it's been obvious we all have something to expect from Janus's will. The only question is, what? It's made us all a little edgy.
Well, here's your answer. The last will and testament of Janus Cheney. I, Janus Cheney, being of sound mind and in possession of my mental faculties, do hereby will and bequeath. Firstly, to Nancy Cheney.
Nancy? What is she going to do with it? Why, she's not even here.
Will anyone tell me who Nancy is?
She's a niece, lives in England. To Nancy Cheney, the sum of $5,000.
$5,000?
He tells you he was angry.
Together with my earnest advice to avoid my nephew, Roger Cheney, like the plague, until she's either spent it or secured it, so he can't get his hands on it.
Dear Uncle Janus.
To my wife, Elaine, I bequeath the sum and total of all my worldly goods, other than the bequest previously made to my niece.
What? What did you say?
He said all my worldly goods, Roger. All left to me.
The sum total of my worldly goods, other than the bequest previously made to my niece, upon the fulfillment of the following conditions.
Conditions?
I thought there'd be a twist somewhere. Uncle Janus was like that.
My wife, Elaine Cheney, will immediately have drawn up by my attorney, Guy Prescott, a will of her own, whereby my nephew, Roger Cheney, will become her sole heir in the event of her death, from any cause whatsoever within 6 weeks of my death. If my wife survives this 6 weeks period, however, my nephew is to forfeit forever all claim to any part of my estate.
I don't get this.
Is that all?
Not quite. I further declare that during the 6 week period following my death, both my wife and my nephew must remain in residence in this house.
When that guy makes a will, he doesn't fool around.
6 weeks? We're to be locked up here together for 6 weeks?
That was your husband's will, Elaine.
I've just understood what that will means. The only way I can get my hands on that money, which I need very badly, is for you to die, Elaine. Die within 6 weeks. And that's something you're not likely to do of your own free will. Is it, Elaine?
If ever there was murder in a man's eyes, it was in the eyes of Roger Cheney. But keep your ears pinned, friends. We'll be back in a moment with more of our story.
This is Carl and Mike. We're back again at another Boulevard Car Wash, this time at Southgate Plaza.
Boy, is it cool.
Stop worrying about how cold it is, Mike. We've got a commercial to do. As I was saying, Boulevard Car Wash.
Carl, look up there. There's a guy coming into Boulevard Car Wash.
Hey, for once you're right.
Look at him. He's unhitched his reindeer and is putting a sled through the car wash.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you. But why are you putting a sled through the car wash?
Well, Boulevard Car Wash gives me the best wash in town. Whether I go to the one at Maple and Niagara Falls Boulevard or Orchard Park Road and Southwestern Boulevard or this one at Southgate Plaza. And there's nothing worse than a dirty sled. It's all the pretty wrapping dirty. Oh, well, this sled's finished. Be good boys now.
I don't believe it.
Merry Christmas.
This is Carl and Mike. Bye for now. Remember, he said, be good boys. That means you shouldn't hit me anymore.
So now we knew why we'd been sent for, to keep Mrs. Cheney alive. And as Greg remarked to Prescott, it seemed a crazy assignment, because if anything suspicious happened to her, there could be only one person responsible, Roger Cheney.
That's your job to worry about things like that, Mr. Collins. All I want you to do is keep Elaine Cheney alive for 6 weeks.
But that was an open invitation to murder. You don't think Roger would accept it, do you?
Don't ask me anything about the Cheneys. They're all eccentric.
You mean mad?
I know what you're thinking. Would Cheney's will stand up in court? It's always a doubt, of course, but I think it would. I believe he was eccentric, but not mad. Although
what, Mr. Prescott?
In the envelope containing Janus's will, I found two envelopes. One was marked to be opened in 6 weeks' time. The other was addressed to me, to be opened now.
So?
His letter to me was just one line. Here, take a look at it.
If murder springs like Phoenix from Night's black line,
do you make any sense out of it? I don't.
Seems screwy to me.
I told you Janus was eccentric. But his nephew? I don't know. Maybe he's gone a little further along that road. Make no mistake. Elaine's in danger.
And what did the lady herself have to say about all this? Well, she seemed a little amused when she talked to Greg. Only when she smiled, her eyes stayed cold.
Well, you heard the will, Mr. Collins. In 6 weeks, I could be dead.
You really believe that, Mrs. Cheney?
Roger Cheney's capable of anything. Not only because that's his nature, but because he's hopelessly in debt. He's been counting on something from his uncle's estate, and now...
That's enough. You didn't waste any time poking your nose in, did you, Collins?
I have a perfect right to talk to him. He's here to protect me.
Protect you? Anyone would think I was a slavering beast or something.
No one's put that to me yet, Mr. Cheney, but there is this point. Why don't you leave this place?
Leave? Why should I leave?
Well, Mrs. Cheney here is pretty healthy. I don't think she'll die in 6 weeks.
But she might, Collins. She just might. And if I'm to collect, I have to be here. Here in this house. You made that will in my favor, Elaine?
I had no choice. Mr. Prescott made it out and I signed it.
Thank you. You're very kind. I suppose that makes your ears twitch, Collins. You see, the scene's all set.
I know. With a hark and a hist and a rotten laugh.
Exactly. Well, now, everyone's sure I'm going to be a murderer. You're sure, Elaine? And from now until the 6 weeks end, you're going to be afraid. You're going to keep away from me. If ever you find yourself alone with me, your pulse is going to beat a little faster. If something happens to wake you in the night, you're going to lie there in your bed imagining. Yeah, imagining.
You've had your fun, Cheney. Drop it.
And if I wanted to kill Elaine Collins, what could you do to stop me? 6 weeks is a long time. Somewhere in that 6 weeks, a time could come when no one's on guard. You see, it must come.
You wouldn't dare. They'd hang you.
You've already pointed out I'm desperate for money. There's no saying what a desperate man will do.
That was a really lovely house to be in. One week followed another, and every day the tension was screwed up a notch. Prescott stayed on, looking like an undertaker waiting for a client. Roger and Elaine were like a couple of hungry big cats waiting for the other to pounce. And in all this, Greg went his own quiet way doing his job. He kept Mrs. Cheney under his eye all day. We moved our bags into an empty room next to hers and waited and watched and waited.
Tell me, Greg, do you really believe Roger Cheney's going to try to kill her?
I don't know. I don't like Cheney. It wouldn't surprise me if he was a little mad, but murder, I don't know. Come on, let's get down to dinner. if Roger Cheney's fixing to poison Elaine.
Oh, Elaine.
Well, I was going to say, if Roger Cheney fixes to poison Elaine, I'd like to be there.
So we went downstairs to dinner. And you didn't have to be a weather vane to tell which way the wind was blowing. With less than a week left of the six-week period, the storm was ready to break.
Afraid there's going to be a storm tonight, sir. I'd close my windows tightly if I were you, Collins.
We're getting into the hurricane season, aren't we?
That's right. Anything might happen.
Anything at all. Lightning, wind, thunder, even murder.
You have to talk like that. Give it a rest, Roger.
Why shouldn't I say what's in everyone's mind? Murder, murder, murder! That's what you're all thinking.
If someone doesn't stop...
Mr. Cheney!
I tell you, I can't stand any more of this.
Elaine, you're upsetting yourself for nothing. Roger doesn't mean you any harm.
Leave her alone. Let us sweat out the full 6 weeks.
Can't you stop him, Mr. Prescott?
I can only appeal to him, Elaine.
Appeals will do no good. You see, I like to see Elaine writhe.
That'll be nice in a nightclub, but here it seems sadistic. What have we got against her, Cheney? Just the money?
That's one reason. The other is that she's not a Cheney. Yeah. I think I've had enough of this company. Are you relieved that I'm leaving the table, Elaine?
Yes, I am.
Don't be too happy, my dear. You're not safe yet. You haven't collected my uncle's money yet. And you won't.
Boy, listen to that storm.
Wasn't that great? Can't you sleep?
I think this place has finally got me, honey. I'm all wound up like a spring, and I don't know what's wrong all of a sudden.
It's the place and these people. I wouldn't use them to scare my children.
It's more than that. Tonight, anyhow. I've got a feeling in my bones, and it's not arthritis. Here, have a cigarette.
Oh, not now. I've cleaned my teeth.
I keep telling myself Roger Cheney would be crazy to try anything. Then I tell myself, he is crazy anyhow.
Oh, Greg!
It's okay, honey. The window's blown open, that's all. Prescott wasn't kidding when he said that...
Roger!
Here, can you hear? That's Elaine.
Greg, be careful.
That crazy Cheney. He might have known he couldn't get away with this.
Greg, she stopped screaming.
That's great and well locked in.
Golly.
Mrs. Cheney, the door. Unlock it, will you? The key must be on the other side.
He tried to kill me. He came into my room and tried to smother me.
Gail, come and get her. She's fainting.
Okay, Greg. I got her.
Look after her. I'm going after Cheney. Did you see which way he ran when he left your room, Mrs. Cheney?
You don't have to look for Mr. Cheney. Collins?
Mr. Prescott, he tried to kill me.
He won't try it again, Elaine. He's lying at the bottom of the stairs with a broken neck.
And that's how it was. Roger Cheney had run out of Elaine's room when she screamed, tripped at the top of the long stone staircase, and killed himself. And that seemed like poetic justice, a would-be murderer who killed himself. A couple of hours after the tragedy, we gathered in the library, waiting for the dawn and the police. Outside, the storm still raged. Inside, Elaine did her best to stay hysterical. Mr. Prescott looked like an undertaker who'd found a client. And Greg? It was only then that I realized Greg wasn't around. Mr. Prescott, have you seen my husband anywhere?
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I was thinking.
Greg, he was here. That seems to be a feeling of your husband, Mrs. Collins. He wasn't around either when the...
Elaine.
Yes, okay, Mr. Prescott. He doesn't worry me any.
No need to upset you any more than necessary, my dear.
You seem to be very worried about what Mrs. Collins thinks, Prescott. What about me?
Now, Elaine...
The fact is, you don't like me. Well, I'm not asking you to. I'm not asking anyone to like me now.
Now, Mrs. Cheney?
Yes. Now. I'm a rich woman, Mrs. Collins.
I didn't think the young fool would do it.
Greg, where have you been?
Hello, honey. Are you looking for me?
We all wondered where you'd gone to all of a sudden.
Let's be looking around. How do you feel now, Mrs. Cheney?
Oh, fine. I'm used to being almost murdered every night.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about people. They can get used to almost anything.
Well, I don't care what anyone says. I find it hard to get hold of the fact that Roger Cheney tried to commit such a stupid murder.
That shows how little you know, Mrs. Collins.
You know, I had the same feelings about your nephew. I figured he was sadistic and all that. I mean, the way he teased you about how he might murder you, but, you know, I didn't really think he'd try.
You already know what I think about you as a detective, Mr. Collins. Prescott, when Collins' bill comes for protecting me, tear it up. He didn't earn his money.
I shall not be handling your affairs, Elaine. Make your own arrangements.
I see. Very well. Suit yourself.
Oh, Mrs. Cheney, I got a word of advice for you. Don't get rid of a good lawyer like Prescott too fast.
No? Why not?
You're going to need him. When you face a rap for murder.
What? When I... What?
When you face a murder rap, pal. Because when the cops get here, they're going to charge you with the murder of Roger Cheney.
Greg said it just like that. Nice and quiet. Elaine had murdered Roger. Well, in a moment we'll bring you the climax of the case.
I'm Hugh O'Brien, National Chairman for the Breath of Life campaign. You know, we hear a lot about air pollution today. Everybody's on the bandwagon, demanding clean air, demanding that we make our cities livable. Well, that's great, as it should be. But for some people, even the cleanest air in the world won't help. You take the 5 million American children suffering from chronic lung diseases. For them, every breath can be a struggle, even with clean air. But it's not simply a struggle for air. It's a struggle for life. And that's what the Cystic Fibrosis Research Foundation is all about. Life. We're seeking a control for cystic fibrosis and other life-threatening lung diseases. But all of this takes money. Money from people like you. That's why we say, don't take breathing for granted. Help today by sending your contribution to your local chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Research Foundation.
When Greg accused Elaine of murder, he could have dropped an anchor in the room with no effect. Everyone was stunned. And then Elaine began to laugh. Oh, really, Mr. Collins. You're not a good detective, but you're very original.
Collins, take my advice. Be careful what you say. She's a vicious woman.
Sure she is. She had to be to murder Roger Cheney. But she was cute about it, too.
He tried to kill me. He fell down the staircase when he ran out of my room.
You want to know why he fell? Because of this.
Let me go. You go mad.
Collins.
That's okay. I got what I wanted. It was in the pocket of Elaine's robe.
A piece of rope?
It comes from the Venetian blind in Elaine's room. And it was stretched across the top of those stairs.
What utter nonsense. It came down in my hand when I drew the blind tonight.
Take a look at the end of the rope. It's been cut.
Prescott, stop him. You can't stand there.
I'm not your lawyer anymore, Elaine. You said so yourself.
You tied this rope across the top of that staircase. You arranged to meet Roger in your room tonight.
No.
When he came there, you said something like, wait here while I lock Collins in his room. You did that, and at the same time you rigged up your booby trap.
You can't prove a word of this. Not a word.
Then you went back to Cheney, talked to him for a second, and then started screaming. Cheney thought you were trying to frame him, so he started to run. He ran over your room, took a swallow dive over the rope. You untied the rope and then unlocked my door.
I knew he wasn't a killer.
Take a look at it, Prescott. If that's not the face of a murderer, I've never seen one. And what about the way Cheney was supposed to try to murder her? With a pillow smothering her? You ever tried to smother anyone without doping them first?
You'll never prove it. You can't prove it. Roger hated me.
Sure he did. And he wanted your husband's money. But there was an easy way to get it, pal. All he had to do was go to court and prove Janice Cheney was of unsound mind. And that wouldn't be hard. Did he tell you that tonight, Mrs. Cheney? That he'd started proceedings to break the will?
No.
Isn't that why you got him up to your room to discuss a little deal? Then you screamed and the poor guy ran.
You won't be able to prove a word of this. Not with the lawyers I'll be able to hire. I'm a rich woman. Do you realize that? A rich woman.
Rich? Elaine, if you're banking on money from Janus's estate, forget it. There's no money.
No. No money? Well, of course there's money. He was rich.
You're an extravagant woman, Elaine. You spent all Janus's money before he died. He even mortgaged this house to give you money. and there's none left.
You're lying. There has to be money.
There's none.
There has to be money. I fought for it, struggled for it. Roger was going to take it away from me, but I stopped him. There has to be money, I tell you. There has to be.
When she had started, and when she realized there really was no money in Janus's bank account, Elaine Cheney kept screaming until she told the whole story. The police didn't need to make out a case. She gave them a confession. She sounded as though she didn't care. So, a week later, Greg and I were flying back to San Francisco. Greg, how did you guess that Roger Cheney had decided to contest the will on the grounds that his uncle was insane when he made it?
Well, I figured it out. With me there, murder was out of the question. If Roger Cheney didn't go to a room to murder him, where did he go?
She must have invited him.
He wouldn't have gone within 10 miles of that dame without a good reason. In my book, there was only one good reason. Janus's will.
Brilliant. Positively brilliant. And, you know, I thought you liked that woman.
I get a crazy wife.
Greg.
And do you know something? The man who really solved this case was Janus Cheney.
Huh?
That's true. He knew Elaine pretty well. His eyes were wide open.
How do you mean he solved the case?
He wrote a one-line letter to Prescott and said, "If murder springs like Phoenix from night's black loin..."
Go on.
That's all. You see, he knew if anyone died in that house, it would be Roger. That's when he knew the fair Elaine.
I don't get it.
If murder springs from out of night's black loin, death is alive on the other side of the coin.
Huh?
In other words, not Roger, not the one we all expect you to kill, but the one on the other side of the coin. Elaine Cheney. That bit Janus Cheney wrote is from a poem.
And you suspected her simply because you knew the second line.
Well, I knew the second line, but I didn't know what it meant until too late, until Roger was dead.
Greg, you're wonderful. You even know poetry.
Oh, what's poetry, anyhow?
What's poetry? Why, it's a rhyme, Mr. Collins.
Don't go away. In just a moment, we'll be back with you.
Well, folks, Gail and I hope you enjoyed our adventure, the Red Hot Mama. Be sure to visit us next time for another puzzle in murder. For whether it's crime and romance, there you'll find Mr.
and Mrs. Collins.